All right, welcome to another edition of the show. You're listening to Live Free or Die Radio right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, also being simulcast on the TruthNet Radio Network. Thank you for joining us on the program. My name is Lee Rogers, and I run the alternative news website, roguegovernment.com. And today is January 23rd, 2008. Lots of stuff to get into. On today's show, we're going to get into the economy again. And what a wild day it was today. We had the Dow Jones Industrial Average go down 300 points at one point during the day. And then all of a sudden, towards the end of the day, it miraculously went up 300 points. So you had a 600-point swing in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Totally and completely insane. Clearly, what happened here is that the President's Working Group on Financial Markets intervened. And like we've seen time and time again, towards the end of the day, they make the actual results look better by pumping up the economy and the stock market in the last few hours of trading. And that's pretty much what happened here. Because in the morning, you were seeing massive losses, 200 points, 300 points. You know, it's kind of fluctuating around that area. And then all of a sudden, big rally just comes out of nowhere. And we find out that the Dow Jones Industrial Average gets a 300-point gain. Now, granted, the Dow Jones Industrial Average itself is manipulated because they constantly move different stocks in and out of the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Right? It's not a static index. So if they get a big loser in the Dow Jones Industrial Average, it gets removed from the index. So the index itself is misleading in a number of respects. So either way, we're going to talk about the economy. I have this clip of Jim Cramer actually calling for an investigation into the Federal Reserve System. Very interesting clip. And this Cramer interview took place on thestreet.com. They did a short interview with Jim Cramer. And Jim Cramer is, of course, the CNBC television host that hosts the program Mad Money. And what's interesting about Cramer is that I think he has some conscience, and he's actually starting to tell the truth about the Federal Reserve, and you'll see what I'm talking about when I play the clip. I'll probably play it in the next segment. Very revealing. I have a write-up on it on my website. Again, roguegovernment.com. Check it out. Very interesting stuff. So we'll get to that in the next segment. We'll also try to play a clip of Ron Paul. Probably going to try to play the MSNBC clip. He was on MSNBC today, and we're going to play that clip. Nice interview. No dirty tricks from the anchor, and he was able to talk about a lot of things pertaining to the economy. Not only that, but it was interesting. The anchor, she actually brought the movie Freedom to Fascism. Very, very interesting stuff. Other than that, we got a bunch of our economic news I'm going to try to get into. $696 billion military spending bill goes to Bush. The Senate passed it overwhelmingly. Just completely insane. Of course, we have all these economic trouble, but we have the Congress passing these huge spending bills, and it's crazy. It doesn't make any sense. But of course, when you realize that these people do not care about the middle class of the United States, they don't care about the American people, all of this makes perfect sense. But anyway, I think we're up against a break. Having a hard time hearing the music, but yeah, I think we're up against a break. So we'll be back on our side, and we're going to cover this economic news. Stay tuned right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Play that a little bit. I haven't heard that song in a little while. So yeah, Dire Straits, Money for Nothing. So I just wanted to listen to that for a little bit. Sorry, I'm just a little bit selfish, I guess, tonight. But anyway, let's get into some of this economic news. I have this clip of Jim Cramer saying that there should be an investigation into the Federal Reserve system, and I wholeheartedly agree. There definitely should be an investigation into the Federal Reserve System. There should have been an investigation into the Federal Reserve System for a long, long time, and it is far, far overdue. We should also have an investigation into where all the gold is. I mean, why hasn't there been an audit of the gold at Fort Knox? All the gold that FDR stole from the American people. That's right. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, one of the more interesting presidents that we've ever had. I think he was one of the worst presidents we ever had, because he brought in the New World Order. Okay? He brought in collectivism. And he convinced the American people that, oh, yeah, just trust us to help stabilize the economy. We need to take your gold. And he blamed all the gold hoarders when they were actually the smart ones. They were the ones that wanted to ensure that they had a hard asset to fall back on because they didn't trust the funny money system. But either way, I'm getting a little bit off topic. The bottom line is that the Federal Reserve System is one of the most secretive and corrupt institutions in the United States today. And they're wreaking havoc with our economy by reducing interest rates recklessly and devaluing our currency. They have devalued our currency by over 95% since the inception of the Federal Reserve. That's not good. So in other words, they have been stealing from the American people by manipulating the value of the U.S. dollar. And that's really what's going on here. But without further ado, let me play this clip. Here is Jim Cramer being interviewed on an interview by TheStreet.com. And it's like around a 3 to 4 minute clip. Here it is.
Confidential. I'm Farnoosh Torabi discussing the market. My guest is Jim Cramer. Jim, you hear a lot about the psychology of the market today. What's been your take on the market?
I had an argument this morning with a guy named Brian Westbury. And Brian has been over and over again saying the economy's great, we don't need to cut. Mm-hmm. And I finally couldn't take it anymore. I just said, listen, why don't you just admit that you're even somewhat wrong? He was loath to do that.
Saw that interview.
And I just got tired of it. One of the reasons I got tired of it is because I was mercilessly taken apart in August when I said that what could happen is there could be giant losses and there's big layoffs and there could be major mortgage problems. And I was roundly criticized. And I was trying to be as emphatic as possible because I felt that it was still good enough to be able to take action, that maybe somebody would listen. Now a lot of people have my view, including the same people who criticize me. I'm not saying I'm owed an apology. I know better than that. But I really resent a lot of the people who were just basically saying whatever the Fed did was fine. It was almost that they were non-analytical and uncritical. And what they need to do is rethink the way that they do their business. Brian Westbury, he's a very nice man. He used to come on my show all the time, a couple of Cramer. When he doesn't admit that he's wrong, and he doesn't work for CNBC. Mm-hmm. If you work for CNBC, I am loath to attack you. I don't do that. That's like, what I used to hear about inside the Giants locker room. Some guys were attacking other guys. I don't do that. But I am kind of miffed that a lot of these people refused to even admit that they were wrong. Mm-hmm. And a lot of others just kind of felt that it was under control because the Fed said it was under control. You should never give not that I'm in the question authority 60s style mindset, but you should never give such a blank check to anyone, particularly someone who's inexperienced like Bernanke. What Bernanke has demonstrated, think about this, he cuts 25 because he thinks everything's okay, and then says he's done. Then he cuts 50 because he panics off the employment number. Then he cuts 25 because he says that's the last one we need. Then he cuts 25 because he says not to worry. And then one morning he comes in when the market's down really big and he cuts 75. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I were to do that stuff, people would say, Cramer's even more of a clown than I thought. But because he's the Federal Reserve Chairman, nothing happens. I actually want to call right here for an investigation of what the Fed did, an investigation of the institution. Because I think the institution has been behind almost every boom and bust that we've had for many, many years. And it's really starting time to look to see what this institution's all about.
So to say it's...
All right, let me just stop the clip there. I'm not going to play the rest of it. If you want to see the full thing, check out my website. Again, it's roguegarmer.com. But what Cramer is saying is very interesting because he's basically saying what a lot of people have been saying in the Patriot community for many years. He's saying that there is a very likely chance that the Federal Reserve has been behind all the booms and busts in the economy for quite some time. And he's absolutely correct. In fact, it isn't very likely. It's definite. The Federal Reserve controls the value of money. They print money out of thin air. They're price fixers. They fix the price of money. And we see time and time again, ever since the Federal Reserve came into being, which was around 100 years ago, 1913, we have seen a series of booms and busts that have been intricately tied into the monetary policy set forth by the Federal Reserve. Take, for example, the 1920s. The Federal Reserve makes money plentiful. Everything's going great. The Roaring 20s. Stock market was booming. Everything was just fantastic. Then all of a sudden, they pulled the plug on the economy. They made money scarce. So after providing all this easy money, what they do is they just squeeze everybody by limiting the amount of money that is available. And as a result, you had the Great Depression during the 1930s. All a monetary phenomenon. And I know there's other people who will try to argue otherwise. But clearly, you had a massive deflation during that time simply because the Federal Reserve, who's in charge of printing the currency, just didn't print anymore. They made money scarce. So that allowed them to consolidate wealth. It allowed them to take the American people's gold, using the Depression as an excuse as to why they need to take the people's gold. They made gold ownership illegal, except for a small amount of gold coins. Now you can read Executive Order 6102. That's FDR's gold confiscation order. So that's one good example. Another good example is during the 1970s, you had rampant amounts of inflation after we reneged on our promise to redeem gold for U.S. dollars, internationally that is. Of course, domestically it was still illegal, and it was only made legal in the mid-1970s. So you had all this inflation because the Federal Reserve, they printed more money than they had gold backing it. And you had more and more inflation, and then it got to the point where the Federal Reserve had to set interest rates at around 20%. Paul Volcker came in, put the hammer down, and said interest rates are going to be around the 20% level. And that created a massive recession. You had unemployment around 10%. It wasn't good. But at least they defended the value of the dollar. They didn't allow the dollar to go the way of a hyperinflationary scenario. Now, what we're seeing here today is we're seeing Ben Bernanke just print all this money out of thin air. And just like Cramer was mentioning, they continue to have these interest rate cuts, almost like they're panicking. You know, you have a global market crash, and then the Federal Reserve comes in, cuts interest rates by 75 basis points, clearly out of pure panic. And it just shows that the Federal Reserve doesn't have any sort of credibility. And I firmly believe that Ben Bernanke is the fall guy. They put him in this position for a reason. He's gone on record saying that he would throw money out of a helicopter in order to keep the economy floating. It is irresponsible. It is reckless. These interest rate cuts are wildly irresponsible, and I would say downright criminal, because they are robbing the wealth from the American people. It bails out the people on Wall Street, but to the average American who has a bank account, it does a number on them. It devalues their bank account, and it makes it more and more difficult for them to pay for the goods and services that they're accustomed to purchasing. So Jim Cramer is actually very honest in that interview, and I can see that even on CNBC, he's becoming more and more honest. He knows what's going on. He's admitted that the stock market is actually manipulated. He did so in an interview that was put out there on the internet. And unfortunately, I don't have that loaded up, but it should be somewhere out there on YouTube. And I did post on my website a while back. It was a few months ago. He admitted that the stock market is entirely manipulated. So it's just a crazy, crazy situation. Anyway, we have to break. On the other side, I'm going to further break down this Jim Cramer clip and get more into the economic situation that our country is facing. Stay tuned right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
We're talking about the economic situation that our country is facing. Obviously, it's not good. We're discussing the Jim Cramer clip in which, in an interview, he has called for the investigation of the Federal Reserve System, and one is clearly warranted considering the irresponsible and criminal interest rate cuts that the Federal Reserve has put forth during the past few months. They are devaluing the dollar, and this is going to further all of the economic problems that we're going to have down the road. I mean, folks, this is just a short-term fix. These people can cut interest rates. They can make the value of the stock market look good, when, in fact, it's just putting lipstick on a pig. You have the Dow Jones Industrial Average floating around 12,000 points. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is denominated in U.S. dollars. So, as a result of all this inflation that was put into the market by the Federal Reserve in the past 6 to 7 years. I mean, Alan Greenspan was just as guilty at doing this. Anytime there's a problem, oh, we're just going to print more money. And as a result of that, the M3 money supply grew and grew until they got to the point where they just couldn't report it anymore. And they stopped reporting it just a few years ago. So what we are faced with here is we are faced with massive amounts of inflation. We are faced with a situation where they are merely staving off the effects of an economic collapse by printing more money out of thin air and putting it into the marketplace. It's a temporary fix to a long-term problem. And really, if they really wanted to solve the problem, they would increase interest rates and they would start moving towards a monetary system that is based off of something that has some sort of tangible backing, like gold or silver, like the Constitution demanded. But we don't have that. That's because that's not the goal of these people. The goal of these people is to establish a regional monetary system, is to establish a North American Union, is to establish global government. So national sovereignty and national currencies really stand in the way of these people's goals. So that's why you see Ben Bernanke just printing and printing more money out of thin air. Okay, and this is going to get really, really bad. I mean, there's still talk that they may cut interest rates again next week. And if they do that, brace yourself, because when this comes down, this is going to be really, really bad. Again, they're just staving off the inevitable. So that's basically what's going on with the economy in terms of all the inflation that's being put into the market and really what Cramer was alluding to. That's why he's calling for an investigation. That's why he said that the Federal Reserve has likely been behind all of these booms and busts. And that's a definite. They definitely have been behind all these booms and busts. Just because if you look at the monetary policy that is associated with these different events, you see a pattern, and it ties directly to the Federal Reserve System. We also have a news article here. George Soros is saying central banks have lost control. That's a Reuters article. And George Soros, of course, a billionaire. He owns a huge stake in Apex Silver, which is one of the largest silver producers in the world. And actually, there's a lot of these billionaires that own stake in silver producing companies. Bill Gates actually owns a large stake of assets in Pan American Silver. So these guys, they know what they're doing, okay? And for Soros to come out and say central banks have lost control, I think it's clear that what we're seeing is they are ready to let this thing go. They know this thing is ready to fall apart. And because they're just openly saying it now. There's talk of depression on some of these TV shows. I mean, the fact that they have to admit that there's economic problems, the fact that we have this economic stimulus package that is being put forth by George W. Bush and the administration just shows that they're getting ready to pull the plug on this thing in a big way. And that's really what's happening here. So check out these articles on my website. Soros central banks have lost control. Again, it's a Reuters article. My goodness. It's just crazy. Let me see what else we have here. Bernanke in hot seat as turmoil spikes. That's from the American Free Press. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke is facing the biggest challenge of his career amid fears the U.S. economy is sinking into a recession, analysts say. And, I mean, there's no doubt the guy's panicking. Faced with a global stock market collapse, he just immediately cuts the Fed's interest rates by 75 basis points, and now it's sitting at 3.5. They cut another 50 points, going to go down to 3. I mean, this is simply irresponsible and criminal. And there's a reason why he's in the hot seat. It's because the policies he's implementing are not being done appropriately. We should be increasing the interest rates instead of reducing interest rates. We have to break. We'll be back on our side.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
And just to wrap up on the economy, I mean, basically what we have here is we have a situation where the Federal Reserve has acted entirely irresponsibly. There needs to be an investigation into this institution. There needs to be a greater amount of education about the Federal Reserve system to the American people. Of course, you have George W. Bush establishing this policy that is supposedly going to educate people on how the financial systems work and everything, but clearly it's just going to serve as a propaganda outlet for the administration to ensure Americans do not know the true nature of the financial system. So we have all these crazy things going on, and you also have this 600-point swing in the Dow Jones Industrial Average today. Clearly, the President's Working Group on Financial Markets came in and bailed out the economy by pulling all sorts of levers. I mean, when you have the amount of resources and the ability to print money out of thin air like the Federal Reserve and the federal government do, the combination of them, they have both these powers, they can do a lot of funny things. And that's really what the whole purpose of the President's Working Group on Financial Markets is. It's to ensure that the economy and the stock market don't tank. It was established after the crash of 1987, and they have been interfering and manipulating in the marketplace ever since. So if things don't look good in the economy, the Federal Reserve continues to devalue the dollar. There should be an investigation into the Federal Reserve. Will we ever get one? Probably not, because we have too many establishment insiders in Congress and in the government that work hand-in-hand with the Federal Reserve System, which is nothing more than a for-profit-run private central bank. And they have bankrupted our country. I mean, we're broke, folks. We're completely broke. The debt is at astronomical levels. And yet, while all this is going on, let me get into this article. This is a good segue. While all this is going on with the economy, it's going completely to hell in a number of different areas. We have this article here. $696 billion military spending bill goes to Bush. This is from, let me see here. Let me get the exact source on this one. This is from the Associated Press. Okay. The Senate approved a revised military spending bill on Tuesday and sidestepped a veto showdown with President Bush. The 91-3 vote, that's right, 91-3 vote, sends the $696 billion measure, which includes a 3.5% raise for troops, to Mr. Bush for his expected signature. The president had rejected an earlier version of the bill. I guess there's some provision in there that, I don't know. I guess he didn't like one of the provisions that was in there. It pertained to Iraq. I guess it would have exposed the new Iraqi government to lawsuits over abuse by Saddam Hussein. I don't know. Just kind of a side issue there. The bottom line is that why on earth is the Senate approving a $696 billion measure when the economy here at home is going completely to hell? You know, we need some sort of rationality here. We can't continue to afford this military empire we have. It's just not possible. You know, if they continue to do this, it's going to fall apart anyway. So we might as well come home now, save all the money spending it overseas, and strengthen our defenses here instead of worrying about the defenses and borders of Iraq and Afghanistan. Doesn't make any sense. And so the Senate voted for this thing 91-3, yet these same people get on TV and say how they're so worried about the economy. It's a joke. It's a complete joke. Both parties are complicit in this. And the House passed the bill last week, 369-46. 369-46. And yeah, I'm sure there's some good things in the bill, like stuff for veterans and things like that. In fact, it does say there is money for veterans benefits. Fine, okay? The veterans should get the money. However, I mean, $696 billion, where is this going? It's going to foreign expenditures. It's going for all these different military bases that we don't need to have. So it's completely insane that they even voted for this thing. It's crazy. I mean, if these people were really against the Iraq war and were against the occupation of Afghanistan and our presence in the Middle East, they wouldn't be approving all of these big spending defense bills that go to funding all these overseas bases. It's absolutely mad. I mean, it's just crazy. It's insane. So there you have it. More insanity from our fearless leaders. It's such a joke. I'm so sick of these people. You know, they think it's real funny. But unfortunately, the average American just does not pay attention to a lot of this stuff. They get all their information from the corporate-controlled media that just feeds them all this crap. It's just infuriating. It's just infuriating. Let me go on to some other news, and then we're going to play this Ron Paul clip. He was interviewed on MSNBC, and the anchor actually mentioned freedom to fascism, and it was a pretty interesting discussion, so we will be playing that. He was also interviewed on Neil Cavuto on Fox News, and I have that clip up on my website, rogummer.com, if you want to check that out. Not enough time to play both of them, so we're going to play the MSNBC clip. But before we do that, let's get into some more news. Cheney wants surveillance law expanded. That's an Associated Press article. Vice President Dick Cheney prodded Congress on Wednesday to extend and broaden an expiring surveillance law, saying fighting the war on terror is a long-term enterprise that should not come with an expiration date. So basically, I could spend hours just analyzing that statement alone. But basically what he's saying is that the war on terror is perpetual. It's a war that's going to last forever. Because in order to have a new world order, in order to have a global government, you have to fight an enemy. And the enemy is terrorism. They're terrorists. They're people who don't like the new world order. Anybody who doesn't like the new world order will be labeled a terrorist. So that's why there is no expiration date, according to Dick Cheney. At least the guy's honest about that. At least he's honest in saying, oh, well, there's going to be no expiration date in the war on terror. And yeah, he's lied about a lot of things, but he's actually being dead honest with this. Fighting the war on terror is a long-term enterprise that should not come with an expiration date. Well, that's exactly what these people want to do. They want to fight a war on terror that lasts forever and allows them to use this as a way to enforce global government and enforce the new world order. I mean, it's easy. All they have to do is charge some leader with harboring terrorists, and they go in there and then they bomb their country. That's really what they're trying to set up here, folks. It's not that complicated. But he wants to expand this surveillance law based on the fact that we have a war on terror. Never mind that the war on terror is completely phony. Never mind that 9/11 was an inside job. Never mind that Western intelligence agencies fund both sides of different conflicts around the world and fund all these false flag terrorist attacks. No, that's not important. No, fighting the war on terror is a long-term enterprise, so we have to expand the surveillance law. And the article goes on. We are reminding Congress that they must act now, Cheney told the Heritage Foundation, a conservative think tank. Yeah, New World Order think tank. That's what it really should say. The law which authorizes the administration eavesdrop on emails and phone calls to and from suspected terrorists, which is pretty much anybody the government decides they want to identify as a terrorist. I mean, just read H.R. 1955 and Senate Bill 1959. That's the future. Okay? I mean, this law, it authorizes the administration to eavesdrop on emails and phone calls to and from suspected terrorists. And it expires on February 1st. So what do they want to do? They want to expand what they already have, and they want to extend it. Okay? And Cheney wants to make sure this thing is permanent. This is insane, folks. These people are setting up a technological control grid of epic proportions, and we have to defeat them. This is not pretty. This is not going to be easy. But we have to fight these people. I mean, I don't understand the people out there who actually think this stuff is good, having cameras everywhere and having people look through your email and actually your regular mail. They claim they can do that too. They can look through your mail if you're a suspected terrorist. It's crazy. I don't even know what to say anymore. Oh, what's this? GOP joins forces in Louisiana to derail Paul. And that's an article from the Nolan Chart. Apparently what happened in Louisiana, they had the caucuses, I believe it was last night, and Ron Paul supporters actually outnumbered the supporters of any of his opponents, but what they decided to do is they took all the delegates, or the people who support all the candidates, and then they established this pro-life, pro-family delegation. And then they've been saying, oh, the pro-life, pro-family delegation won, when really Ron Paul had the most support there. I'm still trying to get more information on it. It's been kind of sketchy. I've heard different reports. But it looks as if Ron Paul did very well in the Louisiana caucuses. And, of course, there's going to be a debate tomorrow. Should be very interesting. I believe it's being sponsored by NBC. So we'll see what General Electric and their subsidiary NBC has for Ron Paul. I'm sure they don't like his anti-war policies, since they profit so much off the numerous defense contracts they have with the government. But we'll see how that goes. Some other news, just a couple more news stories before we play the clip. Let me see. There's another article saying how Gordon Brown is calling for a new world order. I kind of covered that yesterday. Somebody actually said that I was lying about that story. Okay? Because I guess the London Independent, in the original article that I posted, they moved their link. And they thought I was lying. Well, hey, you know what? All you got to do is do a Google search, go to Google News, type in New World Order, and you'll see literally dozens of articles talking about how Gordon Brown is calling for a New World Order, how he's calling for United Nations transformation, and all this fun stuff. So just do your own research before you start calling people liars, okay? You know, I don't get up here and do this for fun, all right? I'm doing this because this is serious business. This is serious business. The New World Order is serious business because it represents nothing more than total and complete enslavement. And I don't know about you people out there, but I don't want to be a slave to this technological control grid and militarized police state that they're setting up. I don't think so. What else do we have here? My goodness. Bush and White House told 935 lies since 9/11. That ties into a story that I talked about yesterday. Pretty much more of the same. I mean, all sorts of lies leading up to the war in Iraq. And, you know, just read the article at my website. Don't have time to fully analyze it. But suffice to say, there was a study done, and it's been proven that Bush and the administration told nearly 1,000 lies since 9/11. It's off the charts, and it's insanity. But anyway, let's play the Ron Paul clip. I'll try to get the whole thing squeezed in there. We'll see how much time we have. But here is Ron Paul being interviewed today on MSNBC.
In the Nevada caucuses, the Texas congressman came away with a second-place finish. In fact, he's beaten Rudy Giuliani in every state but New Hampshire, and his supporters like to rub it in. At a recent Giuliani event, Ron Paul supporters caused such a ruckus, Rudy Giuliani had to head back inside. In the background of the clip we're about to play, you can hear them chanting, Ron Paul, Ron Paul, and then booing the former New York City mayor while he's trying to speak.
New York, and the reality is that we will, I think, do very well.
Republican presidential candidate and Texas Congressman Ron Paul joins me now. Congressman Paul, I've got to warn you, sometimes the people over on our news desk over on this side tend to sound a little bit like that. So if it gets noisy, you'll know it's not supporters of another candidate. Does it cause you concern that your supporters are out there causing trouble?
Well, I would if it's real trouble. If it's, you know, a little rational exuberance, I guess I can go along with it. But they shouldn't be rude, and they know that. But you know, they feel, I think, like that I've been mocked by Giuliani on the air and made fun of and laughed at, and they feel like a little fair play, you know, of cheering and using my signs. I don't think they think they're doing anything wrong, but people shouldn't be rude, and they know that I advise against it.
You know, we're doing a lot of talking about the economy today, Congressman Paul, and your economic policies came to my attention even before you started running for president, because you were interviewed in the documentary America from Freedom to Fascism, which concludes that the federal income tax is unconstitutional. If you were president, would you do away with the income tax?
Well, even though especially the way we collect the tax, I believe, is unconstitutional. And many, you know, say the way it was passed was not legitimate. But that should be the goal. I don't like the income tax. It's bad for the economy. We lived a long time without the income tax. If we got rid of it tomorrow, we would still have as much revenues as we had 10 years ago. And the government was pretty good size back then. So the question isn't whether or not I could do it, because I can't do it as an individual. The question is, will the country be better off without it? And I think they would be. But we'd have to cut spending. I mean, if we just cut it right now and continue to, you know, police the world and run a welfare state, it would make our problems worse. I mean, where would they get the money? They'd go back to the Federal Reserve and print more money. And that wouldn't be feasible if we had honest money. We wouldn't allow the Federal Reserve to create money out of thin air. So what the important question is do we want to change the role of government? And that's what I want to do, and that's what my supporters want done.
You know, and it's interesting because the other candidates all have a similar message in in fiscally responsible government. Everybody talks about it, but it doesn't happen. And election after election, we hear this mantra of fiscally responsible government. And then the what we see is lawmakers asking for pork barrel projects. And you know, people who work for government go into work and they see wasteful practices daily. You already work on Capitol Hill. If it's so important, why isn't it already changing?
Because it's too easy to be tempted to try to get a free lunch, and we have been a wealthy country and they've been getting away from it. But where I get my support are people who go, and not only do they look at my positions, they always go and look at my old videos and how I voted. And I say, my goodness, he actually voted that way. He didn't even vote by himself in order to stick to what he has promised to do. And then they'll go back and get a video 20 or 30 years ago, and they'll find out I've said the same thing. So there's a lot more trust based in what I'm saying.
All right, we have to break. We'll finish up the interview with Ron Paul, the MSNBC interview on the other side. But we have to break, and we'll be back on the other side with the rest of the interview and more news in the last segment. Stay tuned right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
I feel so extraordinary.
last segment here on the program. Let me finish playing this clip of Ron Paul being interviewed on MSNBC today. Here it is.
And when we look at the events that are affecting the economy, and you look at the falling value of the dollar, at major corporations in this country getting bailed out of their own economic problems by foreigners, the national debt is astronomical. Do you see a clear way out?
I do, but it's a major undertaking because I would do all the cutting from overseas and I would take care of the people who have become dependent, although I think they have been put on the dole erroneously, such as the people receiving medical care and others, but I wouldn't attack that. We're spending nearly $1 trillion operating our foreign empire, and that has to come to an end because we're doing it through inflation and through borrowing from China. So I would save hundreds of billions of dollars. I'd come home from Korea and Japan and Europe, and I'd come home from the Middle East. We could save a lot of money. We'd have a stronger national defense, not a weaker national defense. I believe I would have a diminished threat from terrorism, but we would have enough money to cut taxes, restore confidence in the dollar, and actually take care of the people here back at home.
Congressman Paul, I know you're a busy man. I appreciate your time today. Thank you.
All right, that was a clip, and a very well-done interview by Ron Paul for citing the fact that the federal income tax, the collection of it, blatantly unconstitutional, the Fifth Amendment. You just look at the Fifth Amendment and you see how the income tax is collected, clearly unconstitutional. And then there's all sorts of other problems with the income tax, too many to get into, but it's unconstitutional and unlawful. That's basically the gist of it. And if I had more time, I'd get into all the details, but I just don't. But either way, a very good interview by Ron Paul, and he breaks down the need to eliminate all these foreign expenditures because it's bankrupting us. It's that simple. We can't continue this insane foreign policy that we're currently embarked on. It's just unsustainable. But that's really part of the plan. Okay? They want to destroy America. They want to demonize America to help form this new world order. The United States is the sacrificial lamb. Okay? And that's really what's going on. Let me see what else we have here. There's an Italian newspaper saying the New Hampshire primary vote was rigged. That's a report from the Agora Cosmopolitan. Not enough time to get into it, unfortunately. Check out my website, roguegovernment.com. I don't think there's really any question that there's all sorts of problems with the New Hampshire primary count on both sides of it. And they failed to finish the Democrat recount because of lack of funds. And there's all sorts of weird stuff going on with the Republican recount. I guess they're finally going to start it tomorrow. Amazingly, they're finally going to start it. Wow, that's just amazing. Some other news. Huckabee campaign is broke. And let me see here. I'm trying to find the article. Let's see here. Okay, yeah. Huckabee campaign is broke. That's from the American Spectator. And his staff is his senior staff, they've been asked to work without pay. The lower-level campaign staff, they've had their salaries cut or limited altogether. So basically what's happening here is that Huckabee and his campaign is not doing well. Now, this could set up a whole situation, considering that Fred Thompson just dropped out, where we could have, conceivably, I think Giuliani's going to drop out after Florida because he's trailing the polls, he's not doing well. You could conceivably have, assuming Huckabee's financial problems continue, you could have Ron Paul, John McCain, and Mitt Romney as the last three running. Now, wouldn't that be interesting, seeing debates with those three up there? I think that would be phenomenal. So we'll have to see what happens with that. Let me see what else we have here.